What's up, witches? It's Jess here, and I just wanted to record a quick apology message to explain why there is no episode this week. Me and Claudia are both fine, but for personal reasons, we have agreed to take a week off and just regroup and get our heads together. We do plan on being back soon with ghost stories and true crime cases, but we apologise if this does take us longer than a week. We are also trying our hardest to come up with extra Patreon content, and this will be released as soon as we are ready, and we hope it's sooner rather than later. I hope you're just as excited as us about this. Another exciting note, we do have badges for the first 20 people to sign up to our Patreon account. So if you've been thinking about it, now is the time. That said, we would also like to give a shout out and a thank you to some of the people who have already made either one-off donations and also the people who have signed up regularly to pay monthly in our familiar tier. They are Jamie, Beck, Twirl You, Ellie Stora, Claire Eastwood, The Hairy Gamer, Jazz Cupcake, Isla Drummond, Chris Hardwick, Caroline, Jason Stockwell, Eleanor Brinklow, Jenny, Sylvia Whitfield, Feathered Hope, Damien Mole. Thank you so much, guys, for signing up to our Patreon, and I do apologise if I have pronounced anyone's name wrong. Those are the names that people have signed up to Patreon with, so if that's not your real name and you would like your real name featured, then just drop me an email and we'll do that in another future episode. Thank you again, and we do look forward to bringing you more content as soon as we can. But for now, please enjoy these bloopers and outtakes slash strange noises that me and Claudia make day to day and really annoy Simon with. And as always, stay safe and stay spooky.
It's a brave thing of me to admit, I know, but I am going to go on the record and say I would never kick a cat. Would 100% kick a child, though.
I don't think saying that you wouldn't kick a cat is a brave thing to say.
I know, it was me being a joke, babe.
It's just a
decent, I was making a jokey joke.
Decent human being thing. I think me and your dad would get on, but I also think we're very different people.
Yeah, I mean, my dad did Jaeger bombs the other day, and then he ended up liking them so much that when I asked him what he wanted from the bar, he was like, a Jaeger bomb and sipped it.
In the garden, there was an old, probably Georgian, I've lost where I am again, fucking hell.
Zoom it in!
It is zoomed in! And I'm going to make it bigger. My mother still remembers the time my grandmother went to visit Canada. She was visiting some covers. And, oh, for fuck's sake.
It's going well.
Now. I thought immediately of like Jekyll and Hyde. Yeah.
You said Jekyll and Hyde.
Is it not Jackal?
It's Jekyll.
Oh.
Gonna have some water.
I might just go get a blanket to sit on because I keep sticking to my seat. Sorry, I was clammy and I'm sticking to it.
I don't have room. Oh, I'm going to have to stop the ferrets at that thing.
Guys, let's not be ring tinkles right now. Oh, I've got a ferret in a bag.
Oh.
Ferret for sale. Anybody want truffle? She's tiny. Fit in your handbag. Sorry, Mrs. You can have it back after the recording. Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to kick you then.
But my brother-in-law's brother told my sister, even though that he didn't think that his daughter could fit through the window. Did that sentence make sense? And the kitchen smelled like breakfast.
Breakfast.
Let's hope something brings energy to this podcast if we're both tired.
All right, should we just go for it, I guess?
Should we just do an ASMR podcast instead if we're both tired? Yeah.
Okay. Hey, Jess.
Hey, Claudia.
Fuck, we didn't start, did we?
I was ready for the WhatsApp, which is...
Okay, ready? was one of the residents of Tunbridge Wells that was concerned about a prowler in the area. Fucking microphone! Oh, I should have just done it for you.
That's alright. It's because I'm a whale now.
No, you can't be used as a backpack, though. Huh? You can't be used as a backpack.
But nor can normal whales.
That's going to make no sense to anyone.
I was
going to
say, I'll get you.
Simon's going to be like, what?
Oh, my God. Sorry.
You all right, fatty?
That took way longer than it should have, just because...
Yeah, I should have just wheeled the whale out the way. Why are cats so weird? Baby girl, lay in the bed. Oh, Jesus Christ.
It's a zoo in here today. Anyway, shake it all about.
But that was a nice little Shrek sandwich, and I never thought I'd have a Shrek sandwich.
Yep. Tastier than the Snow White sandwich we did, or?
Who would taste better? I think Shrek would taste better. I say this, like, I don't eat meat. I don't have no idea.
Yeah, no.
There's more meat on him.
Yeah, meatier. Better steak. Harvington's history, rich interior halls hold enthralling tales of devotion and Catholic... I should have made this bigger. It's just a very wordy website.
Are you okay?
Sentence, no. I'm very tired and it's a lot of long words in one sentence. Okay. From the website, Harvington's history-rich interior holds enthralling tales of devotion and Catholic... I want to say this word is persecution, but that's not right.
Persecution?
Yeah.
Where are we?
Oh, there.
Persecution.
Yeah. I knew... You know when you read a word and you...
Persection?
You're just like, so tired. I'm like, don't say persection. Don't say persection. And I'm like...
I'm still upset that hyperbole is spelled like hyperbole.
I'm just like, my brain's not working anymore. Okay. Oh, I've got a fucking drive home now. I'm also kind of annoyed we didn't get to the point where we're so tired, we're hyper. Although I think you're there now. Do you want to stop the recording?
No.
Silly Sounds with Claudia and Jess.
I love an orange.
Oh, ain't me liver.
Are ogres real?
I wouldn't be angry at bread. Blown off.
Cider.
Cuckling off.
Eat more oranges.
I love murder. You put it into the hole.
Murder.
You go the right way for a snack, bottom.
Potato.
West Country ghosts.
It's ridiculous.
Oh, what are you doing?
It's very long, but it is very good. Titty wiggle.
Detective Cheap. Cheap?
Cheap detective.
Detective Chief Inspector. Oh, I hate all these terms. Detective Chief. Don't get too laughing. Ryan and Herbert. Nope. Two first names, never trust them. She also received two honorary doc. Oh my god, I can't speak. This is all such.
Claudia would think I was complaining. Or she'd think I was dirty and didn't want to be there. Oh no, that was read wrong. I was like, why would she think Claudia thinks that she's dirty? Let me read that correctly.
Now, because 80% of murder victims are men, many argue. Ashlyn was born in Blueball, a small village known historically as Palace. I'm sorry, I have to laugh at Blueball. Cut that out, Simon, please. I was researching, I was like, I'm going to laugh at that.
Blueball.
Just in case you're wondering, Simon, I have a matcha, lime and cranberry tea on the go. Matcha's meant to be really good for you, isn't it?
Yeah, it is actually.
Ashlyn was an intelligent woman, and grained, fucking fuck. With his defence solicitor, Lysart. I don't know, it's fucking Irish.
Irish is very, is a very
it's
strange.
It's like Siobhan.
Yeah.
And Niamh.
I have heard this story a lot, Garrett. Fucking hell, I forgot how to speak.
And there's nothing more to say then, other than stay spooky.
Ooh, that went a bit weird on my audio. I don't know if it went on yours.
Oh, went fine on mine, but we can say it again. Okay.
I think you just cut out halfway through the stay, so I didn't know where we were.
Okay, we'll do it again.
Yeah, just in case.
I'm going to go and have some dinner because I'm not here.
Yeah, me too.
Love you.
Lasagna.
I'll see you next week. Have we got a day? I'll text you.
Oh, no, I think we do, actually. This was the only week we didn't have a day.
Yeah, because I couldn't do it, and then obviously...
Next Tuesday.
See you next Tuesday, bitch.
Because we're going for food on the Monday.
Oh, yeah. I need to try and work out money, but yeah.
To be fair, or you can come around here and I'll cook for you if you want.
Oh, yeah. It makes sense for me to come to you for once.
Yeah, we'll do that instead. Cheaper. Right,
let's stop this audio.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sorry, Simon. We have just been waffling on for the last 10 minutes of that. I don't think we did a stay spooky either. But
oh, yeah. We should do that. Hey, guys. If you have a ghost story or a case suggestion, please email us truecrimecovenpod@gmail.com.
You can also find us on Twitter @truecrimecoven or on Instagram and Facebook, where we are @truecrimecovenpod.
Also, it would mean the absolute world to us if you could rate us wherever you're listening to this right now, be it Spotify, Apple Music, or if you're on YouTube, give us a little thumbs up, click that bell, get notifications every time we post.
Subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts from.
Make these two witches smile.
Thanks, witches.
Sorry, Simon.